pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for what you're about to do in our hearts and in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to pause to consider why it's important to have gratitude. The title of my message today is The Benefits of Being Grateful. The Benefits of Being Grateful. Thanksgiving is day is past, but thanksgiving should never be past. Every day we should give thanks. It should be every day. It's clearly taught in the scriptures that we're to give thanks. But there's some questions I want to answer today. What does it accomplish? And why does God say it is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing his praises, O Most High? Now we know that God is absolutely perfect. He has all knowledge and wisdom. And he says giving thanks is good. And if he says giving thanks is good, it should be a very vital part in our lives, shouldn't it? Amen. Every day. Did you notice that in the song it said thanks for pain? It was a little hard for me to sing that. Huh? Did you hear that or was it? Did you catch that? Thanks for pain, thanks for pleasure. That was in the hymn book. That was what we sang a few minutes ago. But I got to tell you, when I said thanks for pain, I didn't catch that when we were practicing it. My mind must have been somewhere else, but I caught it this morning. And I don't know if I really like singing that part. Huh? Can you identify with that? But Paul said to give thanks in some things. All. But that's hard to do. Sometimes it's even harder. And I think we need to just learn to do that. What do you think? It's a discipline. I'd call that a discipline to do that. You have to purpose to do that. You need to desire to do that. That I'm going to try to give thanks through my tears when things don't go right, when I'm having difficulty in my life. It's hard to give thanks. The Lord knows that we needed reminders throughout our life when it comes to giving thanks. When he established the nation of Israel, he gave them laws and regulations, sacrifices that governed their worship. And one of the offerings we sang about was the sacrifice of thanksgiving. He wanted them to acknowledge that he was the one and only true God, the source of everything that they had. His reminders about being grateful can be found throughout the entire Bible, especially here in the book of Psalms. The sacrifices of thanksgiving that we offer today is not animals on the altar. That's our Sunday school lesson talked about. Brother Mike referred to it. It's not animals on the altar, but it's the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name, as recorded in Hebrews chapter 13 and 15. Singing with thankfulness in our hearts, with reverence and awe toward God, Hebrews 12 and 28. No matter how we express our gratitude, we can be certain of this, that he said it is true, it is good to give thanks. And when we're grateful, no matter what our circumstances may be, we glorify the Lord, but we can expect to reap these following benefits that I'm going to give you, four of them in number. They all start with an R, so make it easy for you to try to remember them. And our first benefit is it refocuses our attention. It refocuses our attention. We declare God's loving kindness in Psalms 92 and verse 2, loving kindness in the morning and his faithfulness at night. Isn't it interesting? Those two words I've looked at, loving kindness in the morning and faithfulness at night. Why not switch them? Why did God have loving kindness in the morning and faithfulness at night? What's that about? We should begin every morning with praise and thanksgiving. We have lots of pressures today. As we face each morning, we think of the burdens of that day. But in the midst of it, we need to consider his goodness and his love. And if we'll do that, we'll become more aware of our dependence upon him. And we'll appreciate his care and his provisions and his protection and his guidance that he will give throughout the day. I'm very grateful for the Upper Room booklet. So many times the stories in there speak of the things that I'll be going through that day or the day before. It just spoke to my heart, just precious. If you don't have a daily bread, please get one. One of the Upper Rooms. There's a Daily Bread's another organization, but the Upper Room we have, and they're back there on that little table, and they're free. So make sure you take one along. Take a couple with. In the evening, we remember his faithfulness, and our gratitude should again overflow as the close of the day. We talk to him in the morning, we talk to him in the evening. And I can tell you, if you will be able to get that practice and that habit in your life before crawling into bed, which sometimes we carry our burdens with us and we need to let them leave them here. How many times are we told that we're to leave our burdens here, let them lay here? Many times when we get up away from the altar, we pick them back up and take them with us because we want to worry about them, huh? Thanksgiving produces God's peace of mind. Thanksgiving produces God's peace of mind. So we can sleep soundly. God grants sweet sleep. You know of different pills that are available for different things in life. I can tell you this, I've never took a sleeping pill. Never took one of those. I don't know how many people take sleeping pills, but that's not something I've ever had to take. I'm very grateful I've never had to take a sleeping pill. I don't have trouble sleeping. No. And I'm thankful that I can sleep and I can rest. But you know, sometimes people's conscience bothers them so bad they can't sleep. They can't sleep. And so they grab pills to try to cover their guilty conscience. If you're saying things, doing things that you ought not to be doing, are you acting as a Christian? Or is the fruits of the Spirit showing in your life? Do people see the fruits of the Spirit in your life? Are you kind? Are you loving? Are you considerate? Do the fruits of the Spirit produce themselves in your life? If not, you need to have a checkup with your heart. You need a heart checkup. Is your heart right with God? Because if your heart's right with God, you'll produce those wonderful fruits of the Spirit. Refocusing our attention. That's our first one. The second one is releases us from anxiety. Oh boy, how about that one? You have any anxiety you need to get rid of? Are you anxious about tomorrow? You thinking about tomorrow already? Are you planning tomorrow? Are you anxious? Don't take an anxious thought about tomorrow. The birds are taken care of. In all Solomon's glory, wasn't like the Lord. Doesn't match what the Lord did for the birds. He takes care of the birds. He knows when the sparrows fall. He loves you. Are you not much worth more than a sparrow? So take no anxious thought of tomorrow. It releases us from anxiety when we're grateful. Being grateful releases anxiety. We live in a fast-paced culture. It's filled with all kinds of pressures and expectations and stress. For a very short duration, I was involved in insurance. I was an insurance salesman for a couple years. Field manager always had higher expectations than I did because he made a percentage of what I made. Never seemingly satisfied with what I did. Always wanted more. I sold $1 million in insurance my first year selling insurance. You know what he said? Guess what you'd do if you actually worked. Yeah. Want 2 million. If you can do 1 million, you can make 2 million. Never satisfied. Isn't that like the world? World's never satisfied. They always want more. You know where the ingratitude started? The ingratitude started in the Garden of Eden. Long time ago. God placed Adam and Eve in a beautiful garden. Can only imagine how beautiful it must have been. He had provided for every need they had. But it wasn't good enough. They wanted more. Of all the trees that bared fruit, they weren't allowed to eat of the one, and that's the one they wanted. Always wanting more. Isn't that like the world? Can't get enough. Always want more. Ingratitude started in the Garden of Eden. We're consumed today by worry and fear and anxiety. And when we're consumed by that, we are rarely grateful. But that's when we most need to be thankful. And to praise God. According to Philippians, come on, I'll get it here. Chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. I think I marked that. I'd like to read that. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Isn't that beautiful? His peace surpasses all comprehension. It'll guard our hearts and our minds. We have physical needs, we have mental needs, we have emotional needs, but I can tell you that a big change will take place in all that when we begin to voice our praise to the Lord. Our burdens are lifted. The churning inside begins to stop, and we come away rejoicing in the Lord, and we feel refreshed in the Spirit. Amen. Number 3. Thirdly, thanksgiving reinforces our faith. It reinforces our faith. I want you to pause for a moment, and I want you to look back over your life of the many times God's been faithful to you. I want you to think about that for a moment. How many times has he been faithful in your lives? How many times did he deliver you and protect you from certain temptations, certain things that occurred in your life? Think back how he protected you. I got to tell you, there's times on the highway I get impatient. You're not the only one. Why is that slow person always put in front of me? One day I was thinking, well, there's a passing area coming up ahead. I'll get rid of this slow poke in a minute here. I'll go around him so quick he'll think his car stalled. Well, of course, when the passing zone was there, there was another car coming. Now you needed to be there now when I want to pass. Well, there's one more up here. I'll get him on that one. Sure enough, there's a car coming on that side. I can't pass again. Oh, you're smiling. You had an apple out of that bag too. I tell you, this really happened to me. I was stuck behind him. But it wasn't too far down the road. There was an accident. And if God would have left me past him, I would have been part of it. And after that, whenever God puts somebody slow in front of me, I think, oh, I'm not going to push the envelope on this. Bite my tongue, my lip, and just hang in there. Are you listening to me? God's trying to take care of you. He's trying to protect you. But we get impatient. Want to do it my way. That day was a good lesson for me. I said, Lord, I'm sorry. I do get impatient sometimes. I'm sorry. I know you love me. Just always get sometimes in a hurry. Thank you, Lord, for loving me. He's provided something that we needed. He's guided us through a confusing situation. He's delivered us from many a difficult time in my life and kept me away from temptations I shouldn't be involved in. And if he cared for us then, after all those years, surely we can trust him for today, and certainly we can trust him for tomorrow. And before long, we'll be able to bring him our requests. At the same time, we'll be able to thank him for all those future answers that he has for us. In 1 John 5:14-16, according to that scripture, it says, if we ask anything according to his will, we can know with certainty that he will give us what we have requested. Isn't that beautiful? In another place, it says it a little differently. I believe it's John 15. If we abide in him and his words abide in us, we shall ask what we will, and it shall what? Be done. Isn't that beautiful? And then fourthly, praising and thanking the Lord refreshes our relationship with him. It refreshes our relationship with him. Ingratitude dulls our spiritual perception, but thanksgiving opens our eyes and it gives us new insights into what God is like, into God's ways, and into God's desires. when we give him praise instead of just asking him to do something for us, our relationship with him begins to deepen and to mature, and we will delight in honoring him for who he is and not just for what he has done or will do for us. But with a time of praise and thanksgiving, we'll come away refreshed and have a renewed perspective, rejoicing in the goodness of our Lord. Amen. We need to maintain a grateful spirit. But we need to have a consistent motivation. Because if we don't, it doesn't take long for us to sink right back into those current situations and circumstances. It's so easy to find ourselves in, to be grumpy or ungrateful. So we need to work with that discipline in mind, to be grateful and thankful. We're coming to the end of another year. Homer and I talked about this. I believe, Homer, this is the fastest year we ever experienced, isn't it? Oh, Mother would tell me, when you get older, it goes faster. She was right. The older you get, the faster it goes. Doesn't seem like we just got started on this year and we're finishing it already. How fast it goes. We can certainly count on this. The constant factor in our lives is the Lord himself. He changes not. You know, there's a lot of things in this life that's changing. And not always for the good. Some for the good and some not so good. I think about how the holidays is changing through the years. I think about Christmas. I think about the time when they wanted to take Christ out of Christmas and they write it Xmas. Do you remember that? You know that some still do that. Why do you want to take Christ out of Christmas? Xmas. Do you know what else they're doing that I've seen? They don't want to call it Thanksgiving anymore. They want to call it Turkey Day. Did you hear that? Sure you have. Turkey Day. We don't want to call it Thanksgiving. We don't want that religious connotation or that religious language. It could be offensive to some. And so we try to be politically correct and we try to take these things out of the language so it don't offend anybody. Well, you can say Merry Christmas to me any day. That's always better than Happy Holidays. Merry Christmas and Thanksgiving. A lot of things have changed. There's a lot of things that's crowding in on the holidays. And you know, each year, I think, will we ever someday to the point recognize Christmas and Thanksgiving? Do you think in the next 5 years, if you came from another country and came back to the United States, you'd recognize Christmas time? Some of the crazy songs I hear, you know, I love Christmas music. I love it. And we have a satellite and there's says holiday music. So I turned it on there the other day and had that plan. And before I knew it, we were rocking around the Christmas tree and having all kinds of crazy stuff going on. I'm thinking, wait a minute. Whoa, wait a minute. What happened to Silent Night? What happened to Oh Come All You Faithful? God Rest You Very Merry Gentlemen. What happened to them song? They're crying them out. They're getting rid of them. They're just filling them in with all kinds of other trashy stuff. Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Well, why did she get in his way? What was a reindeer doing? Such dumb stuff. Dumb stuff. You see, things are changing. Not necessarily for the good. They're changing. You know, now the stores want to open up before we can get Thanksgiving out of the way. We want to open up Thanksgiving Day. Take people away from the dinner table and put them in the store. Well, stores like that I won't bother with. I just cut that off the list. Just delete that from my list. I won't patronize stores that do that. I remember a time that you didn't hear Christmas music before Thanksgiving. You didn't see much of anything about Christmas before Thanksgiving. Now it's coming before Thanksgiving. Gee, do you think it'll start happening in Halloween? Before Halloween, what do you think? And I'm thinking about Halloween. Did you know what day that was replaced with? Does anybody know? Do you know what they replaced that day with and put Halloween there? All Saints Day. Did you know it was All Saints Day? Halloween. Huh. A lot of changes taking place. Not necessarily for the good. A lot of things crowding in on Thanksgiving. A lot of things happening in Thanksgiving. It's taken the place of a time to be grateful and a time to be thankful. So no matter what challenges or hardships we face, we can always thank him for sustaining us, for his care, for his guidance, for his provisions, for his unfailing love. And above all else, we should thank him for our salvation. It required the sacrifice of his son on our behalf. Are you grateful for your salvation? When we consider all that the Father has done for us, we certainly have no excuse for ingratitude. We have everything to gain by making Thanksgiving a very vital part of our relationship with the Lord. God's word is true. It is good to give thanks to the Lord.